You could call in one of two things or both. One, a question about a band. Will they be coming to Connecticut in 2025? Or you can call in the nuttiest thing you saw at a concert in Connecticut.
Or
203-882-9757. Jimmy Koplik on the line here. I'll start with the nutty stuff. I was at Kansas 38 Special at the New Haven Coliseum, I think somewhere in the late 70s.
Okay.
Jimmy, you remember that show?
Yes, I do.
And this is back when you, or the bands, would let the crowd rush the stage.
Okay.
So, you know, down towards the, you know, the final kind of last couple songs of the show, you'd be able to rush the stage.
Right. That's what we worked at with the artists always.
Right.
The last couple of songs.
How would that work? So, like, once they go off for the encore, you would let people run up?
Yes, exactly right. And that was planned.
Okay. So, I was one of those people, and now all of a sudden I'm like, you know, three people away from the band, and I look to my right, and I see a lady with like a 6-foot boa constrictor wrapped around her.
Oh my God.
A live snake.
Right.
In the audience?
She was in the audience. I'm about three people back.
Get the warm.
She's right up front.
Right.
Oh, so how'd she get the snake in?
To my right. How did she get the snake in?
She wrapped around her waist. Long
it was
jacket.
A belt.
Long jacket.
Yeah, she looked heavy when she walked
it's
in.
It's a fat foe. The Michelin man.
Right.
Why is it moving? Oh, you know.
Right.
And you know what? It was a different time then, too. I don't think we got searched like do now.
Yeah, metal detectors, all that
kind of. No. It was November 19th, 1980, that show.
Okay.
That's it.
Tickets were $9.50 and $8.50, by the way.
Wow.
I had the $9.50 seats.
You were big time.
I was big time.
You
big time. Paid $9.50 for a ticket.
Nice.
So I look over. I'm looking at this snake. I'm like, does anyone else see this?
Right.
This is bananas. All of a sudden, Steve Walsh, the lead singer of Kansas, he's coming up. I think he's singing Carry On. And he's walking up singing. And he looks up and he sees the snake. And he jumps back about 2 feet.
Oh, my God.
Wow. He didn't miss a note.
No.
But he saw it and he jumped back like 2 feet.
He's a professional.
Well, I hope the snake had a ticket.
Right.
That's right. The snake got in for free.
Ooh, can I ask a question?
Yeah.
When do you guys release up at the, you know, Oakdale Xfinity, the summer concerts? I love going to those, the ones where you can sit outside. They have the summer lawn. When do you start releasing who performs those shows?
Oh, nice.
When do we start putting them on sale? You're saying?
Yeah, when you start putting them on sale. And then,
oh,
like,
we
when
put
do
them
we
on
find
sale.
Out
we've
who
got
they
a
are.
Couple on sale now.
Okay.
And, you know, the next one will go on sale later this month. But,
okay.
You know, we do it in a very timely fashion because they're big shows. We don't want them going on sale and selling 10,000-15,000 tickets and having it hurt the smaller shows.
Right.
So we very carefully put those shows on sale.
All right.
Strategic.
Do you know if Dave Matthews is going to be doing them? Because I know they didn't last year. I know they did the Mohegan.
No, Dave, I'm afraid, is playing Boston Calling, which is a festival up in Boston. So
yeah.
He the festival said they can't play Hartford.
All right.
So we do not have Dave in Hartford this year.
Okay.
Eric and Aunt Sonia.
How are you doing, guys?
Hey.
Good. I was calling in for the wildest thing I seen at a concert. It
okay.
was 2006 Ozfest. And I was, at that time, I was a teenager and seen Marilyn Manson. He decided to take the microphone and put it up one of the dancers' bottoms.
Okay.
Right on stage.
The microphone up the dancer's
bottom. You know, the mic stand holder.
That's the worst. I don't want to use that
microphone.
Mic after that. Wait, the whole microphone?
You can Google it. It was the Ozfest 2006 in Hartford. He did it right on stage.
Right. She's to go
and the microphone went up a dress or
the dancer's bum.
Right.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but her eyes were wide.
Jimmy, do you know anything about this?
No, I don't. And if I did, I wouldn't say anything anyway.
And he doesn't
but I really
want
don't
to know anything about it.
No, I really don't. If that happened every night, can you imagine?
Right.
Oh,
well, she'd be
right. Right. That's not something you do every night, right?
No,
you can't. Do
I mean,
it
I was a teen. I was a teen boy when I seen that, and my brother took me, and he's like telling me, he's like, "You better never tell mom."
Right. She won't let us go to a concert again.
Right.
Yeah. So,
Ruth, you looking this up?
Time now, growing up in those concerts. So.
Now, when you say you could Google it, what do you mean by that? We'll see a video of it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's all over online.
Huh.
Wow.
Well, we're working on bringing Marilyn Manson back. We can always ask him.
Yeah.
Well, just like Chaz asked Joe Walsh.
Performer too.
Just like Chaz asked Joe Walsh about his you know what's being dipped into ice.
Right.
So, Mr. Manson, 2006.
You know Mike Holder is?
At Ozfest. All right, Eric. Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
All right, guys. Take it easy.
All right, you too. We're getting a combination of the nuttiest things you saw, the nuttiest thing you saw at a Connecticut concert.
There's pictures on the internet.
Nice. Really?
Yeah.
Your eyes are really wide.
Oh, man. Or you could call in a concert question to Jimmy Koplik. You could call or text 203-882-9757. Oh, boy.
Is what she said?
And there is. Okay, then. Jimmy, you know...
Should I really Google this? Is it real?
It's a real thing. I just... Wow. Yeah,
can you take a screenshot of that?
I'll send it to me.
Send it to Jimmy. Text it to me. I want to see.
It's research.
It's amazing the things that happen at your concerts that, you know, you're in your business office. You're right. Just making sure everyone's safe and everything's fine. And, you know, little did you know.
I was probably having coffee with Sharon Osbourne at the moment.
Apparently, he thinks outside the box.
Here, I'll show.
All right, I'm sending this over to Jimmy Koplik right now.
Singing through, right through the cheeks.
Want to get his live reaction.
Oh, he's just putting the mics down.
That is really something else.
It's a very common day.
Oh, my goodness.
Is what she said.
Holy cow.
Wow.
Holy cow.
Well, I guess it did happen.
I went to a stag in Bridgeport, and I saw something similar happening to someone, but I never thought I would see that, you know, at something like an Ozfest.
Right,
you
know. Yeah.
Now, do you mic check on that one? Check one, two, check one, two.
Check. They do that at the mic check.
Well, check when somebody ever asks me what's my job, I go, it's to make America great again, and look what I do. Look at this. Look what I do. I just entertain America with my concerts.
Nice. Oh, yeah.
Look at this.
A lot of great memories. That should go, a picture of that I just sent you, Jimmy, should go in your Koplik Club.
Yep.
At the amphitheater.
That's great. That's great. I should do that. Yeah, Ozfest 2006, Hartford, Connecticut.
Oh, my God.
Frank and Trumbull.
Hey, morning, all.
Hey.
Good morning.
Actually, it was at that concert you guys are talking about with Marilyn Manson. I saw the same thing.
Really?
Was it on the screen? Yeah,
was there a screen?
I don't recall. I was up pretty close in the lawn. I don't recall seeing it on the screen, but I saw it on the stage.
Wow.
Huh.
Wow.
But yeah. Back in, I think it had to be 2002, we were down at Limelight in the city for a rave, like a rave. And kind of what you guys were talking about, the snake getting in. Well, somebody brought in one of those, like, medieval ball on a chain.
Oh, with the spikes?
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yep. And this was, like, when those glow lights were really popular.
Right.
And somebody put glow lights on the end of one of those things. And we were, you know, in a rave. There's a lot of people inside those buildings.
Oh, no.
Somebody started just swinging this thing around. And all of a sudden, I just saw three people just drop to the ground, and they just got clocked in the face with this ball. And I was like, this isn't really happening. And then I like walked up to the people, and they're just laid out on the floor.
Right.
I was like, holy cow, this is unbelievable. How did this guy get this thing in here?
It was covered in
glow lights, so it didn't really look like a medieval ball.
Right.
I don't know. I walked away from the scene, but it was not pretty.
That was not a Jimmy Koplik show,
no.
By the way.
It was not a Jimmy Koplik show, for sure.
Yeah. No. Yeah. It wasn't my show. I just have Marilyn Manson.
Yeah, those are the shows.
Yeah, day and paper ticket.
Microphones in secret places. Jimmy, you know, crazy medieval torture devices. Not Jimmy.
It's called a flail, by the way.
Snakes, Jimmy.
It's a flail.
Thank you, Frank. The things Jimmy Koplik learns about his shows on this show.
With pictures. With pictures.
Wow. With pictures.
Wow. Yeah,
with pictures. Oh, my goodness.
We're asking you to call in the nuttiest thing you've ever seen at a concert. And,
God, if my mother was alive right now, she'd say, "What are you doing with your life?"
Nothing, Ma.
I gotta tell you, I've never thought we would hear something like that.
Not today, no.
No.
It was 2006, Ozfest, Marilyn Manson on stage, and the place where he put a microphone.
Yep.
I just don't think you ever use that microphone again.
No, it's done. It's retired.
Until you get pink eye.
It's a gift to her to keep.
Well, Marilyn Manson is a little strange, so you never know.
Yeah, I have a feeling they didn't just throw out a microphone every night.
No.
No, I don't think so either. I can't wait for you to ask Marilyn Manson. I'm going to work so hard to get you an interview with Marilyn Manson.
I want it. I want that
first question.
You know he'll answer it, too.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, he'll answer it. He's real.
Yeah.
He's not like Alice Cooper, who really is a real normal person, but on stage isn't.
Yeah.
Marilyn's strange all the way around.
That's 24/7, yeah.
Yeah.
Jimmy Koplik is on the show. You can call in or text a band you're curious about, or you can call in the oddest thing you've seen at a concert. Dan wants to know about Los Lobos.
No touring plans at the moment.
Any possibility of Sublime coming with Bradley's son?
We have not been offered it yet, but if they do come around, we'd love to bring them to the amp. That's for sure.
Very cool.
Oh, and then Rush. There's some news that Getty and Alex get together every week and rehearse. They practice old songs and they play some new stuff. Any news on them or any anyone talking about them?
Nobody's talking about them. I did speak to Adam, who's their agent, over the weekend when I saw this too. And his line to me was, they have fun jamming, but they don't believe Rush will ever get back together because what they're going to be is more of a Rush tribute band without Neil. And they do not want to be a tribute band.
Gotcha.
And without Neil, there is no Rush.
Mm.
So it doesn't sound too promising. It's
Brian.
Been a long time. It's been almost 10 years now they haven't toured.
Right.
Been a little
Hello.
While.
Brian in trouble.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
AJ, thoughts and prayers. But the craziest thing I've ever saw was Jimmy Koplik. It was late 70s or early 80s. Me and six of my buddies in their station wagon driving to the New Haven Coliseum. Cops everywhere on the outside. We don't know what's going on. And we all go inside, get our tickets, get our seats, and Jimmy walks out and cancels the concert because Jerry Garcia was sick and had to end up in the hospital.
Oh.
I'm sure Jimmy remembers that one.
I sure do. That was November of 79, I think it was.
And, that sounds about right.
Yep, and Jerry was sick, and we were backstage, and Jerry was in one of the dressing rooms, and I walk in the dressing room, and he's got one of those steam heaters on, trying to breathe the air, and he talks with a croaky voice. And I said, oh, my God, what's going on? And they said, we have to postpone the show. And I said to Bobby Weir at the time, who was my close friend, and I said, will you come up on stage when I postpone the show? Because I know people probably will throw beer at me.
Right.
Some cans at me.
It's a shield.
Yeah, and I thought, if they had the shot of maybe hitting Bobby Weir,
right,
they wouldn't throw it at me.
Yeah, and as long as it's not a dirty microphone.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, yeah, it was crazy. Then everybody ran. I mean, once it canceled, the cops were necessary and things, and everybody just ran, just the way you would think it was going to be. It was like a jailbreak on it. And I do remember that very, very clearly. But we rescheduled and saw it again. But me and my friends ended up at Pepe's, actually, after it was canceled.
Nice.
No, it was very scary because what happened was we postponed the show after the starting time. So my great fear was everybody already dropped their acid already.
Right.
And it's that was going to be a problem because everybody was starting to trip. And we told everybody, get in your car and drive home. And they were all tripping. So
right.
That was
that's
a scary moment.
Or, you know, the tripping.
What happened? Beach balls, frisbees. It was in the days that, you know, beach balls and frisbees were flying across, you know, the floor from section to section. The frisbees and beach balls were all over the place. The mics were up because you were allowed to record
right.
The dead back then and stuff and everything. So it was, but it was bedlam when it went. You know, those big escalators that went up to the roof and everything were just mobbed with people. People screaming and going crazy. But, you know, at the end of the day, I don't think there was any real problem. I think everybody left safely, and then it was rescheduled. They all came back.
See?
You're right. Chaz, I just sent you the audio of my announcement. I texted it to you.
Oh,
from that show?
Yep.
Yes.
See, here's use the tripping part to your advantage. You had another 15 minutes. Say, what a great show that was, huh?
Me and six of my buddies were in his old station wagon. On there, and I'm glad they were worried about security, so they weren't checking the station wagons as we left.
That's good.
My first guess.
Should have driven me home.
Right.
Yeah. No, Pepe's. We went to Pepe's.
I went to Pepe's, yeah. I went down to the hotel.
Was that under the blanket? It's Jimmy.
Yeah, party with the band.
Nice.
Really?
Lost about $25,000, but I still party.
Wow.
Crazy. So what was that year again? 79? That sounds about right. It was late 70s or early 80s.
I think it was 79 that we postponed and the show played in January of 80.
That sounds about right. I know I graduated high school in 77, so it was shortly after that. It was just crazy, the whole thing. The thing was, is there was a lot of cops. They must have had notice. Up on 95, and as you got off the exits, there was a lot of cops around, the outside of the building that night. I'll never forget it.
Oh, yeah, we were prepared.
Yeah, definitely.
They were also very scared of the dead.
Right.
The city of New Haven, they really were.
Yeah.
The cops were tough.
Yeah, back to the... They're still worried about the doors.
Yes, you're right.
Repercussions.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Thank you, brother. Good one.
Great. All right. Thanks, guys. Good luck, AJ.
Thank you.
All right. Jimmy, still time for Friends of Jimmy or too late?
No, there's still time. You know, anything that goes on sale, just go to friendsofjimmy.com and join, and you get free tickets to shows, and we also will email you before tickets go on sale, and you can order tickets in advance, and we'll email you the tickets. No
awesome.
Hassle about anything.
We're looking for a great 2025
yes.
Connecticut concerts, thanks to you. Thank you.
You got it, guys.